The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Dermot Good, the health insurance expert, is with me to talk about a headline that would have sent shivers down the backs of so many people. Charlie Weston and the Irish Independent today. Irish consumers warned to brace themselves for relentless health insurance hikes. Dermot, what's happening?
Good afternoon, Kieran. Yeah, unfortunately, and I hate to be the, you know, give me bad news to all your listeners now, but this is exactly what they need to prepare themselves for. So just to explain, what's happened on the 1st of July is that Irish Life, surprisingly, are increasing the cost of 10 of their plans. Now, these are very old plans, and the increases at one level aren't significant, but what surprised us that they're increasing these plans at all, given the time of the year, number one, given that they've already had two increases earlier in the year. And also, we're probably expecting that these plans should be phased out at some stage. So that was a surprise. And then obviously, Laya Healthcare have discontinued the free cover offer that they have for children under 18. So that just means any young families who are thinking about maybe joining, or they're due to renew their cover now, and maybe they have two, three or four children under 18, that offer is no longer available to them. But I'm hoping it will be reintroduced maybe in September or October. And then VHI have just increased one of their plans this month by about 7.5%. But they're now doing this nearly every month. So I suppose really what people need to brace themselves for, Kieran, is exactly what the headline states, is that, you know, there's going to be incremental increases nearly every month. So every month what we're seeing now is one or two plans going up, one or two plans maybe being retired, some new plans coming in, some benefits being reduced. So, you know, everything that could happen from a negative perspective for consumers is happening. And we're already bracing ourselves now. Normally in October, the insurance companies will announce their next increase before the peak renewal. So we only see rates that are confirmed up till the end of August versus September. So I suppose really the warning to all consumers is, you know, don't expect a 2 or 3% increase. If you get away with 5, 6, 7, you're lucky, but you probably need to expect maybe 10% if you stay on the same plan. And Kieran, that's the other thing. I was doing some analysis over the last few weeks. The amount of people who are still on old plans, like, for example, some of the plans that Irish Life are increasing, level one every day, health plan 02, business plan select. Kieran, we haven't recommended those plans to anybody, I'd say, in 5 years. So yeah, if anybody is on those plans, forget about the increase. You know, you shouldn't even be on those plans in our view, because for most of those consumers, there's a better plan available at a much lower cost from the same insurance company, Irish Life Health. So that's really the call out.
And those people, they're just letting the auto renew happen without questioning it. Is that tends to be the case, is it?
That is exactly it. Or what happens, and I've huge sympathy for consumers on this. Some are just auto renewing because they're too busy or they're too frightened. Others, though, they will engage with the insurance companies, but they're asking the wrong questions. And what happens is, if there's any element of a change in their benefits, like a small reduction or small increase in an excess or a small reduction in some other minor benefit, they're afraid to make the change. But what they don't realise, the new plan that has the small reduction could save them €1,000. So you've got to, we have a lovely phrase that we use, which is basically just risk management. All we do is we look sometimes at the plan that you're on. Mm. We show somebody another plan that could save them €1,000. And then we explain the differences. And most times people will go, well, those differences won't really impact me. And even if they do, it might cost me €200 or €300, but I'm saving €1,000. So the message to everybody now is like, and one of the things some of your listeners are going to be wondering now, well, how do I know if I'm on the wrong plan? And just think of it like this. If you're on the same plan for 3 years or more, and some of these plans are on the market over 10 years, if you're paying more than €2,000 per adult, if you're not on one of these new corporate schemes, if you're not getting 50 to 75% back on your GP or consultant visits or whatever, the likelihood is you're on the wrong plan.
And if somebody is on one of those plans that you mentioned that is going to be terminated ultimately by the providers, what happens then? If they're used to just kind of ignoring the emails and the auto-renew happens, do they find themselves just uninsured if they do nothing?
No, to be fair, so if I give you a great example on this, VHI retired a whole load of plans, all the old Plan B option schemes. They retired in May of last year. So what they did was, they brought in a new suite of plans to target those members, and they wrote out to everybody to say, the plan you're currently on is now no longer available, but here's another alternative scheme. So you will not be, and they will tell you, we will move you onto this new plan if we don't hear from you. So to be fair to the insurance companies, they won't ever just terminate your cover. You won't find yourself uninsured. But the crazy thing, though, Ciarán, is, you know, those people who moved across onto those plans, what actually happened to those people was they ended up with similar cover, but 10% more expensive in some examples. So you need to be very, very careful when you come up to renewal now. And what I would say to all of your listeners, a lot of these plan changes, they won't be impacting your listeners until the end of the year, you know, when most people renew. You need to put a note in your diary a month beforehand that you're going to make one phone call, and that's to your existing insurance company. And you're simply going to tell them, you know, the question is, do you have a similar plan that gives me similar cover, but it's lower cost? And, you know, you might be shocked to find that they actually do, and the savings are quite significant. Like, for example, that business plan select scheme that I mentioned with Irish Life Health, that plan's over €3,000 now. We would put people on that plan onto the likes of their Health Guide 3, which is 2,000, or their 4D Health 4, which is 2,300. And these are amazing plans. And for most people, you know, they'll be delighted with those plans. In some cases, Ciarán, they can actually get better cover. So, but the big mistake, to go back to what you said as to why this happens, is people just auto-renew. They're too busy, or they're afraid, or they don't have somebody in their corner who's used to, I suppose, engaging with the insurance companies, used to the jargon, but you need to get them on the phone. Too many people try and do this online. And then when they start doing side-by-side comparisons, you know, you would need counselling afterwards. That's how challenging it is. So don't do that to yourselves. Pick up the phone. And the other thing, Ciarán, people will say, oh, there's so many plans, there's hundreds of plans, how do I do this? Don't worry about the number of plans. Let the insurance company worry about that. So when you phone them up and simply say, do you have a similar plan that's similar to what I have? And don't be afraid to tell them what your budget is. Your budget might be €2,000. And then you sit back and let them go through all their plans. And it's up to them to come back with a plan that matches your requirements, because they should know all their plans. So don't you worry about having to do that.
Somebody here is texting in a question for you, Dermot. Do the increases affect everyone who is paying monthly immediately, or is the price locked in for the year once you take out the policy?
Yeah, the good thing is the price is locked in until your next renewal date. So irrespective of whether you pay up front or whether you pay monthly by direct debit, these changes won't impact you until your next renewal. But people will be shocked. I mean, I'm doing some analysis as it is, even for renewals right now. And, you know, people are expecting. So, for example, what happens is, Ciarán, they hear about the latest increase from maybe April or May, which might have been 3 or 5% average. But they've forgotten that there was also an increase maybe in January and maybe last October. Mm. So when your July and August renewal comes around, there's 2 or 3 increases coming your way. And that's why people are being hit by 10 to 15%, in some cases, 24%. So all I would say to people is expect the increases, number one. Number two, the question is, what are you going to do about it? And the other thing, too, I will say, and I'm not here to defend the insurance companies, but they know affordability is a huge issue. And we're now seeing I see VHI just launched 2 new plans. I think Irish Life and Lay are going to launch some new plans on the 1st of August. They know affordability is a big issue. They know if they don't put more plans into the market that are more affordable. Now, they won't have identical benefits, but they will give you an option of a reduced premium. They know if they don't do that, people are either going to switch to another insurance company or they could cancel. So what I would say to hard-pressed consumers is that the insurance companies know exactly, you know, that just how sensitive that affordability issue is, and they're going to take steps to address that. But if you don't engage with them, they're just going to write out and offer you to renew on the same plan. So that's why you either, if you have a broker that you trust, get them to do it for you. Otherwise, you must pick up the phone and engage. And it's a very simple question. Do you have a similar plan to what I have? And by the way, here's my budget. And just sit back, and you just sit back. And the other thing, Ciarán, keep them on the phone. Sometimes people will tell me, well, I phoned them and they sent me out reams of stuff. But when I started looking through it, I just lost the will to go any further. So that's why you keep them on the phone. And if they do come back with a plan that sounds promising, great. Now you tell me, how does that plan compare to my current plan? What am I losing? What am I gaining? And if you go through that process, the people who do that every year, they get the best deals. So, but the key thing is to pick up the phone and engage. But long term, I have to tell your listeners that they need to brace themselves. There's going to be these incremental changes every month. It's not going to come down in price, unfortunately.
And Brendan is after texting in. John, I'll get to Brendan's question in a moment. I suspect I know the answer given everything you've just said. But in terms of those increases, you mentioned, you know, we saw them in October. You saw them earlier in the year. Another price increase announced now. And that cumulative effect, you know, 20, 25% maybe for some people. I mean, is this something we're just going to have to get used to?
Yeah, do you know what? what's happening now is the claims that are coming true, particularly from the private hospital sector, seem to be way above what the insurance companies have actually budgeted for in terms of volume and also in terms of the actual cost. So unfortunately, it looks like 2023 and 2024 were horrible years in terms of price increases. We thought 2025 would, it looked like there might have been some easing, some less upward pressure, but already we're seeing more signs that those that they're still struggling to grapple or to really contain the claims costs. So unfortunately, yes, people need to brace themselves for more of the same. But the biggest issue though, Kieran, the amount of people, 50% of people with private health insurance are on the wrong plans. And probably half of them are on plans that are on the market over 10 years. So like, you know, the advanced care extra schemes with VHI, all these health plans and the optimized schemes with Irish Life, all the company care and health manager schemes with Laya, like some of those plans, I'm surprised they're still on the market, some of those plans. But these are good plans, but they're not good value for money in you know, from our view. So I would say to your listeners, the people who are doing the review every year, you know, they are probably pretty much bang on target and they may have no option but to look at some of the newer, lower cost plans coming out. But anybody who's on the same plan for 3, 4, 5 years or longer, you know, forget about the price increases. You were just on the wrong plan potentially, and you could knock 25 to 40% off the cost of your cover by just moving on to a more up-to-date version of that plan. So I would encourage everybody now who's on plans for quite some time, just, you know, and you don't even have to wait to the renewal date, you know, just to basically tease the insurance companies, you could phone them up now and say, look, when my renewal comes around, you know, what similar options might you be offering me? Albeit I might be able to change until the renewal, but there's nothing to stop you doing your homework now. But the main thing is don't miss that renewal date, because then you'll be auto-renewed.
I promised Brendan I'd put his question to you, but I'm not going to, because you've actually just answered it. He says, I'm on a plan for 10 years. Should I be looking at my options? you quite literally the last thing you said. Absolutely, Brendan, you should be looking at your options and you don't have to wait until the renewal date. Pick up the phone and ask the questions and keep them on the phone. The good advice, as always, great advice from Dermot Good, the health insurance expert. Dermot, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.